You're all full of lies.
It's time for the emergency break of the week.
All right.
Yeah, we're going to get to this in just a second. Stop it.
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt.
Oh, I know what you mean.
He wants to broadcast, George.
I just thought you were being,
hang on a second.
We're going to pause 10 seconds for station identification.
A complete halt by a wheels-off comment.
I just thought he was being weird. Okay.
Well, that's always a possibility.
Or technical meltdown.
You see my right foot? It's pressed down firmly on the pedal marked high quality.
Let's see who yanked the brake the hardest this week.
Way too honest to be on the air right now.
On the Little Ticket.
Classic BMW of Plano brings you the emergency break of the week on this Black Friday. Coming up at 8:40, we will hear a call from last night on the postgame show and some other fun of a Cowboy fan like no other.
It was a wild night, Seabass.
And we'll get back into the Cowboys and their 26-15 loss to the Buffalo Bills coming up in just a little bit at 8:10. But we'll be taking your votes at 888-787-1310. We do appreciate you listening on this holiday. And we start the e-break with, and look, I've been out of town. I've been off. I've been enjoying my Thanksgiving holiday away from the radio station. But
I'm not happy that you're happy.
Getting sleep, it's nice. Word got back to me that we had a fight on the station, and it was explosive. And this is actually, I think, another chapter in a series of recent fights between these two. And I don't know who to pin this e-break on, whether it's on Mike Soroy or Norm Hitzkus, but I'll play the audio and let you decide.
I just think y'all are just chasing a boogeyman. You're trying to explain something that is just a natural possible officiating mistake.
So had we said this last year, had we said this last year and about the LP,
those are two different freaking situations.
When the head coach tells the referee what's this, and then he calls this
situation infraction.
Okay, but it's a completely different concept. The head coach saying, "Referee, watch this." Referee calls it, costs us a game. That's just insane to think that he may have said the word tripping instead of moving the ball slightly prior to snap.
Yes. So
okay.
You're saying there are two calls this year for tripping and a holding, and Belichick saying, hey, you got to call some tripping calls today.
The fact that you think Bill Belichick doesn't pick something and mentioned it to the head referee, hey, something to keep an eye on.
I think he may pick something every week, and I think the official says, hey.
All right, back to you, Corners.
Dude.
Wow.
And I'll tell you something else, since you weren't by the channel, that was a two-day fight.
Really?
That was Monday and Tuesday, and it was pretty much two segments both times.
And, of course, the tripping calls, right?
Yes, and when the NFL came out and said that those should not have been called, P1 Nation, I can guarantee you, immediately thought of Norm and Soroy and knew,
okay,
we're running this back today, aren't we?
Round two.
We're doing this again today. It was electric.
Okay, so for, I guess, voting purposes, who do we pin that on?
So here's my thought, because I was there and I heard how it all shaped out. You kind of have to give it to Norm, because the argument that Mike is making, Norm is refuting, but also proving Mike's point.
Yes.
Because he is saying that coaches do go talk to referees before the game and give them things to watch.
Sure. But that's not what happened here. Yeah, it was very strange. He kind of got painted into a corner a little bit and then just
Soroy did all the yelling.
Not all the yelling. I feel like if you listen to the start
Norm
of that, Norm escalated
okay.
that.
We got a damn it Mike on Tuesday.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I think that the reason you have to give it to Norm is the second that he says, freaking. Like, that was the point where that turned into an e-break.
Yikes.
They did hug it out. Everything's okay.
I want to hear the start of it again, at least.
Yeah, please.
I just think y'all are just chasing a boogeyman. You're trying to explain something that is just a natural possible officiating mistake.
So had we said this last year?
Tons of them every year.
Had we said this last year and about the LP?
Those are two different freaking situations.
There it is.
When the head coach tells the referee,
0-60,
yeah.
Right there.
Oh, yeah. You know how, like, whenever you call a customer service place, that the cheat code is to just say, "I would like to escalate this to a supervisor." Norm did that in basically the first 10 seconds of that customer service call.
Oh, that's amazing. Okay, so that one is on Norm. Okay.
Yeah, I think so.
I have to clarify. Our next entry is from the morning show that's not here today. That's the Courage Boys, the Musers. And Gordon Keith was, they were talking about food. Of course, Thanksgiving, big food holiday. And this gives you a little insight in what Gordon might order at a Chinese restaurant.
Do you know what was on the first Thanksgiving menu in 1621?
Oh, I know this. It was chicken kung pao,
whoa,
right?
Chicken
it?
What?
What'd you say?
Kung pao.
Oh.
What's the sexier way of saying it, though?
As far as we know, a chicken didn't do that in 1621 on that very first Thanksgiving Day.
Do chickens do that?
I guess so.
Do they do that?
I guess so. I like George at the very end is just gives you a, huh.
Huh.
That's pretty short. Let's hear it again.
Do you know what was on the first Thanksgiving menu in 1621?
Oh, I know this. It was chicken kung pao,
whoa,
right?
Wasn't chicken it? What?
What'd you say? Kung pao. Oh. What's the sexier way of saying it, though?
As far as we know, a chicken didn't do that in 1621 on that very first Thanksgiving Day.
Do chickens do that?
I guess so.
I unfortunately just looked this up, and they can, but the female can also reject.
You don't have to look it up. They reproduce.
Yeah.
This is basic. I'm not a scientist over
They're
here.
They're not endangered.
But the whole reject thing is what's caught me.
I'm going to add another addendum. I say Kung Pao chicken, not chicken Kung Pao, right?
Yeah, you say chicken a la king. You say, I don't know, chicken fried steak. But it's Kung Pao chicken.
I think that the way to order that would be to say Kung Pao chicken.
Yeah, I think so too.
That's what I would do.
Or like General Tso's chicken.
Right.
Chicken always goes second when you're ordering Chinese food.
Exactly. Italian, the chicken would maybe go first.
Whatever's on the menu is what you order.
In Italian, the chicken would perhaps come first.
So to speak.
Yeah.
If you will. So there's Gordo with his verbal slip. And our final entry is the commander, International Chirp Chirp, George Dunham, with this quick entry to round out our e-break.
But when Jerry and Jason pass each other in the hallway, if they do, I don't know, maybe Jerry just goes right from the chopper into his office. I wonder if
chopper.
He's
getting...
What did I say, the chopper?
The chopper.
Chopper.
Oh. Combine copter and chopper.
Yeah, from the copter to the chopper. Office.
I like that word, though.
Hey, I had a buddy in college who thought the word clapter should be commonly used.
Well, what would it mean?
You're laughing so much you clap.
Oh, okay.
Clapter.
Okay.
Was that DJ Mark?
No.
Real
another,
jam back.
It was another buddy that knows DJ Mark.
Scott?
No, this is Eric.
Okay.
He works for EA Sports.
Well, if you get to be Jeff Baseball, then I get to be the chopper.
JB and the chopper.
Here to four.
That's fine. We can rebrand the whole thing.
Is there any chance that we get enough votes to push this thing over the goal line?
It might take a while, but if you want to jump on, we have open lines at 888-787-1310. And one just dropped off, so we have another open line at 888-787-1310. Cray, you're going to have to pull these up because my... Oh, here we go. Sorry, the software is having a bit of a glitch. Hi, good morning. You're voting for the e-break. Well, hey, yeah, you are, Natalie. Good morning.
Hey, St. George, I want to vote for the managers, just so you know. Get your hands up and bring back Prince Clinger. I love you.
Which muser did you vote for?
Gordo.
Okay, Gordo. Okay, yeah, all right. Thanks. Very good. Got to clarify there. We got two musers up. Hi, you're on the ticket. Hi, good morning, caller. You're on the air.
Yes, is this ticket AM?
And FM.
And FM. And HD2.
Yes, I would like to vote for Giorgio's explosive diarrhea.
All right.
And I love you.
There's one vote for Gordo, one vote for Jubb. Hi, good morning, caller. You're voting for the e-break.
Guys, I'm so glad you answered. I'm at George's annual Black Friday sex party, and things took a turn for the worse. The pilgrim gave him some pills, and now he's lying on the ground. He's unconscious, but his pants look like his Jubb hawk. What do I do in this situation?
Do you have a save shot handy?
Safe shot? Okay, yeah, where do I put it?
Well, you just take a felt pen or a marker and just draw a dot on his heart, and then you just, you know, go down in a stabbing motion and try to inject that into...
Just count the vote.
You got to break the breastplate.
Just count the vote.
Okay. I'll do Gordo. And I'll put the safe shot in the other place.
Too. Okay, thank you, Jamie.
Thank you. Ben. Hi, good morning. You're on the ticket.
This is Jeffrey Epstein calling from the dead.
Gosh, Jake.
Hey, Jeffy.
What a big morning for you.
Hey, I wanted to let you know I didn't kill myself. It was the Clintons.
I know.
Okay, I want to vote for Norm, too.
Okay, thanks, Jeff.
So Norm is finally on the board.
I'll see you at Little St. James later today.
What a big call we had.
Yeah.
Hi, good morning. You're on the air.
Hey, morning, lads. Hey. Today I'm going to pick myself in a corner and then suddenly try to talk like...
talk off my ass for 20 minutes today. 20 freaking minutes, the boogeyman! Oh, Jesus Christ.
Oh, wow. All right, that's a vote for Norm. 888-787-1310 is the number. Hi, you're voting for the e-break.
Hey, I'd just like to concur with that other fill-in guy that chickens are capable, but sometimes the female rejects them. It's through my experiments and research that I've come to this conclusion. Hey, did you guys watch that Cowboy game yesterday?
Yeah, we'll get right to that. So 2-2-2. We have a dead heat right now in the e-break voting. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, good morning. This is Bill Clinton. I wanted to let you know we did kill Jeffrey Epstein. I'm going to vote for George.
Okay. There's George pulling ahead with his third vote. We have double confirmation this morning, not only from the dead Jeffrey Epstein. DC also called in. Hi, line five, you're on the air.
The P1CR would like to vote irresponsibly for one Gordon Keith and give a shout-out to the world's sexiest gilf, Dana Riedel.
All right. Thanks for a somewhat responsible vote. Good morning, Dana. Hi, happy Black Friday. You're on the ticket.
Hey, good morning. This is Michael McDonald. I'd like to make a responsible vote and fly out to San Francisco Bay in my chopper.
Okay. Do you ever just walk around your house and do Michael McDonald voice?
Not often.
I do it all the time. Maybe I'm going to Swiffer up the kitchen now.
Hi, good morning. You're on the air.
I have no bit. It's Norm freaking Hitzkus.
Okay, that's the third vote for Norm. Jubb has four and Gordo has three. A very hotly contested e-break this week. Hi, good morning, line three. You're on the air.
Hi, I just had a quick uniform question, actually. What was up with the boutonniere emblem thing that Jason Witten had on his jersey? It looks like a Star Wars eighth character.
It is
man
because he was the Walter Payton Man of the Year. So every recipient of that award has that
the Darth Vader patch.
Yeah, has that little emblem.
High ticket, you're voting for e-break.
Walter Payton Man.
Yeah.
What?
Frickin' Norm.
All right, that's four for Norm, four for Jubb, and three for Gordo. Could this be the deciding vote on the ticket?
Hey, guys, this is Kellen Moore with Pizza Man. All right, I want to vote for Norm.
All right, there it is.
Thank you, Kellen.
Norman Aloysius Hiskus with another win for his epic fight.
Chasing the bogeyman.
I think y'all are just chasing a bogeyman. You're trying to explain something that is just a natural possible officiating mistake.
So had we said this last year, had we said this last year and about the LP,
those are two different freaking situations.
When the head coach tells the referee, "Watch this," and then he calls this
situation infraction.
Okay, but it's a completely different concept. The head coach saying, "Referee, watch this." Referee calls it, costs us a game. That's just insane to think that he may have said the word tripping instead of moving the ball slightly prior to snap.
Yes.
Yes.
So
okay.
You're saying there are two calls this year for tripping and a holding, and Belichick saying, "Hey, you got to call some tripping calls today."
The fact that you think Bill Belichick doesn't pick something and mentioned it to the head referee, hey, something to keep an eye on.
I think he may pick something every week, and I think the official says, "Hey,
all right, back to you, Connors."
I need 3 minutes to recover.